Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. A crabby perspective. A friend of mine recently gave me this illustration. He said he was out fishing for crabs and needed a bucket. He couldn't find one with a lid, but the guy he was going crabbing with told him, "You don't need a lid. Crabs are losers." What? Well, he promised he would see what he meant once they got their first crabs. Sure enough, he said, they were losers. As soon as a crab started to climb out of the bucket, another crab would pull him back down. Now, the illustration has obvious lessons, doesn't it? Don't let the people we hang around with pull us down. But the lessons depend on one huge presupposition. That is, that being in the bucket is a bad thing. Now, admittedly, it seems bad. The crab's gonna get cooked and eaten if he stays in the bucket. That sounds bad, except that I believe he was created for that purpose. Perhaps his crabby friends are only helping him fulfill one of the chief reasons for his existence. I understand the analogy and even agree with it, but I do see another lesson from a different perspective. We need people in our lives who help us fulfill the purpose for which God has created us. The corrupted nature of man constantly strives to climb out of the will of God and make themselves something God never intended, to be their own gods, the masters of their own destination or destiny. Thank God for those people who remind us to stay in the will of God. And in this respect, I see a few buckets a person is best to stay in. For instance, marriage. God has designed marriage to be one man and one woman for a lifetime. And there are numerous temptations that make us seem like this bucket is small, confining, and maybe dragging us down. We need friends to keep us in our bucket. Or work. If a man won't work, neither should he eat. We'd like to rationalize that to refer to the ne'er-do-well, the man who climbs his way to financial independence or works his way to an early prosperous retirement must be excluded, right? I'm not so sure. To become financially able to serve God more freely is certainly advisable. But to become free enough to spend time and money in a vacation for the rest of one's life would be a terrible waste of God's will. The church. It is impossible to put a group of people into a tight community like a church without some disagreement and disputes. The devil would love to convince the Christian that he'd do better without the confinements of the local church. But the matter of fact is that God created that church specifically to provoke us to love and good works. Someone needs to keep pulling us into the unity of the local church. Now, I'm not criticizing the first application of the illustration. We would do best to avoid friendships to pull us down into sin. But the friend who keeps us in the will of God, he is no loser.